This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Sprinting to Election Day, Colorado's U.S. Senate candidates spent the weekend making their last pitches to voters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In Fort Collins, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day encouraged people to vote and to tell their friends and family to vote. He kept his message focused on the economy and framed the election as a referendum on President Joe Biden.
And I want you to ask him a question. I want you to say, hey, how do you like the last 22 months?
Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennet focused on his accomplishments in the last 2 years, as well as his work on income inequality.
That's one of the reasons I want to go back, because I want to make that enhanced child tax credit permanent. In fact, I want to end childhood poverty in America.
Bennet leads in the race, according to most polls. But Democrats face strong headwinds going into the election that could influence the outcome of the race. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The search has begun for Colorado's next poet laureate. Currently, Bobby Lefebvre is Colorado's eighth poet laureate. He's the youngest and first person of color to hold the position. The state named its first poet laureate in 1919. Nominations for the next one are due in early February. The Purgatory Ski Resort in southwest Colorado is suing the U.S. Forest Service over its right to divert water from a creek. The Durango Herald reports it's the latest in a long-running dispute over water rights. The lawsuit claims the Forest Service is blocking Purgatory's water use over concerns about a native Colorado fish. Election Day is tomorrow, and we'll get a closer look at some Colorado voters a little later this morning. 90% of black voters tend to cast ballots for Democrats, and as for the other 10%...
When we look at politics, it's not necessarily something we see ourselves, because I think we've been told it's only for rich people, right? And then you realize, oh no, this is about we the people.
We talked to some black conservatives who felt politically homeless and then found a voice among Colorado Republicans. And their story is just a few minutes away. It's mostly sunny across the state today, highs in the 60s and staying breezy, even windy, along the Front Range through this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.